This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I don't know what you consider a defining moment in your life, a Kodak moment, whatever term you want to use. I'm going to tell you about a moment that has happened to some of you already. But my prayer is that it will happen to you someday before you die. It's a moment that happens in a man's life or a woman's life, a young person's life, where all they know to do, get this, is throw themselves at the mercy of God. You know, there's nothing that you can do to atone for your sin. There's not a number of church services that you could attend, enough money you could give, enough good deeds you could do, enough people to help across the street that the Lord would say, okay, finally, we're even, we're good. Never happened to you or me. There's nothing that you can do. There's nothing that I can do to atone for my sin. We come to a place where all we can do is throw ourselves at the mercy of God. How do I know that? That's what David did. In Psalm 143, Lord, hear my cry. I'm appealing to your mercy in verse 1. Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. In your faithfulness and righteousness, come to my relief. It's all about him, the Lord, his righteousness, not mine. It's all about the Lord's righteousness and faithfulness, not yours. And that's the mistaken notion of so many people. I really think that people think it's kind of a, you know, I've got to do some makeup homework, you know, with my life. I've got to make up for my losses. No, you don't do make up for anything. You throw yourself at the foot of the cross. And when you discover that, something happens. Something happens in your spirit when it's all about coming to Christ. Candy Sagan is a health and medical writer. I don't know what her medical background is. All I know is she's a writer. She writes material, obviously, about health and medicine. She said there are five medical breakthroughs that could save your life that are up and coming. One of them's in development at OSU at the Wexner Medical Center because I'd heard about it. Number one, a tiny wireless pacemaker threaded through an artery and attached directly to heart muscle. We're not talking about, you know, a round pacemaker that goes in the top left side of your chest and sewn in under the skin. This is something so small that it's threaded through an artery and attached to the muscle. She said it's going to be life-changing. Dr. John Hummel at Ohio State University, Wexner Medical Center, is working on testing it. And it's supposedly having great results with this wireless pacemaker. Number two, a new immune-boosting vaccine that could revolutionize cancer treatment. Number three, a hybrid hearing aid that supposedly will just blow out of the water all the hearing aids that people wear now, maybe some of you wear perhaps. Number four, high-tech DNA testing that can diagnose infectious diseases within hours instead of days, which is a big deal if somebody's dying. If you can diagnose something within a matter of hours instead of days. And number five, I'm not going to get into it. I'll talk to you about it later if you want to find out more about it. It's an unlikely miracle cure, she calls it, for patients suffering from a deadly intestinal disease. And she talks about these are the five things, medical breakthroughs that could save your life. I want to talk to you about the greatest breakthrough of all, is that your sin and my sin can be forgiven because of what Christ accomplished on the cross. That's a breakthrough that men in this room today, in this service, need to find. Women in this service, in this room today, need to discover the breakthrough that has nothing to do with medical stuff. It has everything to do with your spirit and your heart. Well, all this week, the final message in the series from the penitential Psalms, seven Psalms that describe David's grief and repentance and confession of sin in his life. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.